When you call customer support for your credit card or that toll-free helpline for your computer, you may be surprised to learn where the person at the other end of the line is sitting. Call centers in places such as India are fielding customer requests on behalf of U.S. companies. They're also answering questions for welfare programs in 48 states. Nancy Solomon reports from member station WBGO in Newark.
If you're on welfare or receive food stamps in New Jersey and are having trouble with your benefits, there's one easy 800 number to call.
Welcome to the New Jersey EBT Customer Service Helpline. To hear instructions in English, press 1.
That routes the call to India, where workers with American names like Ashley or David are ready to help.
Thanks for calling customer service. This is David. How may I help you?
This call center is run by eFunds, an American company that contracts with 19 states to administer their electronic benefits programs. All but two states offer electronic benefits, which distribute welfare payments or food stamps with a card that operates much like one used in cash machines. All 48 states that offer electronic benefits are taking customer calls in India.
One of the staff came and said, "Did you know?" And I'm like, "What?"
New Jersey's Human Services Commissioner Gwendolyn Harris found out about the India call center about a week after taking office. Harris is upset that her welfare agency had effectively shipped jobs out of the country.
You have to start at home first. We've got people who are not working, and we need to ensure that there are opportunities as we push them towards self-sufficiency where they can work. It's like we're working at cross purposes with ourselves.
The American call center business has been quietly globalizing since the mid-1990s, first to English-speaking countries like Canada and Northern Ireland. Now the call centers are branching out to the Philippines and India, where English is commonly spoken. An eFund spokeswoman declined to be interviewed, but said the move was necessary to stay competitive. When the company moved its call center from Wisconsin to India, it reduced pay from $12 an hour to $3. Ethel Brooks, a sociologist at Rutgers University who studies globalization and labor, says moving jobs abroad causes problems beyond competition over low-wage work.
It really does pit poor people in Bombay against poor people in Newark. And they end up blaming each other instead of blaming, say, the state itself for practicing privatization or blaming the corporations themselves for making sure that people have to compete against one another to get a decent living in one way or another.
eFunds employs 1,300 people at its India call centers, according to trade reports. The Call Center Association of India announced recently that the entire industry would employ some 2 million people within a few years. In New Jersey, the Human Services Commissioner wants to insert language in the next contract in 2004, requiring the jobs to remain local. Gwendolyn Harris says she may be bucking a trend, but she refuses to accept that losing those jobs is good for the state's people or its coffers. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in Newark.